The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 8, A Description of the Character of Bharat Maharaj. Although Bharat Maharaj was very elevated, he fell down due to his attachment to a young deer. One day, after Bharat Maharaj had taken his bath as usual in the river Gandaki and was chanting his mantra, he saw a pregnant deer come to the river to drink water. Suddenly, there could be heard the thundering roar of a lion, and the deer was so frightened that it immediately gave birth to its calf. It then crossed the river, but died immediately thereafter. Maharaj Bharat took compassion upon the motherless calf, rescued it from the water, took it to his ashram, and cared for it affectionately. He gradually became attached to this young deer and thought of it affectionately. As it grew up, it became Maharaj Bharat's constant companion, and he always took care of it. Gradually, he became so absorbed in thinking of this deer that his mind became agitated, and as he became more attached to the deer, his devotional service slackened. Although he was able to give up his opulent kingdom, he became attached to the deer. Thus he fell down from his mystic yoga practice. When the deer was absent, Maharaj Bharat was so disturbed that he began to search for it. While searching and lamenting the deer's absence, Maharaj Bharat fell down and died. Because his mind was fully absorbed thinking of the deer, he naturally took his next birth in the womb of a deer. However, because he was considerably spiritually advanced, he did not forget his past activities, even though he was in the body of a deer. He could understand how he had fallen down from his exalted position, and remembering this, he left his mother deer and went again to Palaha Ashram. He finally ended his fruitive activities in the form of a deer, and when he died, he was released from the deer's body. Text 1. Sukshisuko Vacha Ekadu Tu Maha Nadyam Kuta Bhiksheka Nayam Mikavasyako Brahmaksharam Abhigrinano Muhurta Triam Udakanta Upavishvise. Synonyms. Sri Sukhavacha. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, Ekada, once upon a time. 2. But Naha Nadyam, in the great river known as Gandaki, Kirti Abhishek Nayanamika Avashyakta. Having taken a bath after finishing his daily external duties, such as passing stool and urine and brushing his teeth, Brahma Aksharam, the Pranav Mantra, Om, Abhigrinana, chanting Muhurta Triam for 3 minutes, Udakante, on the bank of the river, Upavivesha, he sat down. Translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, My dear king, one day after finishing his morning duties, evacuating, urinating, and bathing, Maharaj Bharat sat down on the bank of the river Gandaki for a few minutes and began chanting his mantra, beginning with Omkar. Text 2. Tatra tada rajan harini pipasaya jalasaya basham ekaivo pajagama. Synonyms. Tatra, on the bank of the river, tada, at that time, raja, O king, harini, a doe, pipasaya, because of thirst, jalasaya abhyasam, near the river, eka, one, eva, certainly, upajagama, arrived. Translation. O king, while Bharat Maharaj was sitting on the bank of that river, a doe, being very thirsty, came there to drink. Text 3. Taya pipiya ma na udake tava iva dorena Nadato mriga pater unado loka bayankara udapatat. Synonyms, taya, by the doe, pipi yamane, being drunk with great satisfaction, udake, the water, tabat eva, exactly like at that time, abidurena, very near, nadata, roaring, magapate, of one lion, unada, the tumultuous sound, loka bayamkara, very fearful to all living entities, upa, udapatat, arose. Translation, while the doe was drinking with great satisfaction, a lion, which was very close, roared very loudly. This was frightful to every living entity, and it was heard by the doe. Text 4. Tam upasrutya sa mirgavadu prativiklava chatika niriksana sutaram apihari baya binivesha vyagara hridaya pariplava dristi agata trisha bayat saha shaivo cha krama. Synonyms. Tam upashrutya, hearing that tumultuous sound, sa, that, mrigavahu, the wife of a deer, prati vikalava, by nature always afraid of being killed by others, chatika nirikshana, having wandering eyes, sutaram api, almost immediately, hari, the of the lion, baya, of fear, abhinivesha, by the entrance, vyagra hridaya, whose mind was agitated, pariplava dristi, whose eyes were moving to and fro, agata trisa, without fully satisfying the thirst, bayat, out of fear, sahasa, suddenly, eva, certainly, uchakrama, crossed the river. Translation, by nature, the doe was always afraid of being killed by others, and it was always looking about suspiciously. When it heard the lion's tumultuous roar, it became very agitated. Looking here and there with disturbed eyes, the doe, although it had not fully satisfied itself by drinking water, suddenly leapt across the river. Tasya upatantya antarvatnya urubaya valagalito yoni nirgato garbastrotasi nipatapata. Synonyms, tasya, of it, upatantya, forcefully jumping up, antarvatnya, having a full womb, urubaya, due to great fear, avagalita, having slipped out, yoni nirgata, coming out of the womb, garba, the offspring, shrotasi, in the flowing water, nipapata, fell down. Translation, the doe was pregnant, and when it jumped out of fear, the baby deer fell from its womb into the flowing waters of the river. Purport, there is every chance of a woman's having a miscarriage if she experiences some ecstatic emotion or is frightened. Pregnant women should therefore be spared of all these external influences. Text 6. Tat brasavo sarpata vaya kedur kedatura svaganena viyu jyamana kasyanchit daryam krishna sarasati nipapantata chanam mamara. Synonyms. Tat prasava, from untimely discharge of that baby deer, utsarpana, from jumping across the river, by and from fear, keda, by exhaustion, atura, afflicted, svaganena, from the flock of deer, yujujyamana, being separated, kashyachanchit, in some, daryam, cave of a mountain, krishna sarasati, the black doe, nipapata, fell down, ata, therefore, cha and, mamara, died. Translation, being separated from its flock and distressed by its miscarriage, the black doe, having crossed the river, was very much distressed. Indeed, it fell down in a cave and died immediately. Text 7. Tamtvena kunakam kripanam strotasanu yamanan abhishiktya pavidam badhur ivanu kampaya rajarsi barata udaya mrit Iti Mrita Mataram Iti Ashrama Padam Anayat. Synonyms. Tam, that, to, but. Ena Kunakam, the deer calf. Kripanam, helpless. Shotasa, by the waves. Anu Yamanam, floating. Abhirviksha, seeing. Apavidam, removed from its own kind. Bandhu Eva, just like a friend. Anukampaya, with compassion. Rajarishi Bharat, the great saintly king Bharat. Adaya, taking. Mita Mataram, who had lost its mother. Iti, thus thinking. Ashram Padam, to the ashram. Aniyat, thought, brought. Translation. The great King Bharat, while sitting on the bank of the river, saw the small deer bereft of its mother floating down the river. Seeing this, he felt great compassion. Like a sincere friend, he lifted the infant deer from the waves, and knowing it to be motherless, brought it to his ashram. Purport. The laws of nature work in subtle ways unknown to us. Bharat Maharaj was a great king, very advanced in devotional service. He had almost reached the point of loving service to the Supreme Lord, but even from that platform, he could fall down onto the material platform. In Bhagavad Gita, we are therefore warned, Yam hina vyastayantiyete purusham purusharshava samaduka sukham diram somritatvaya kalpate. Quote, O best among men, Arjuna, the person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is steady in both is certainly eligible for liberation. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 2.15. Spiritual salvation and liberation from material bondage must be worked out with great caution. Otherwise, a little discrepancy will cause one to fall down again into material existence. By studying the activities of Maharaj Bharat, we can learn the art of becoming completely freed from all material attachment. As it will be revealed in later verses, Bharat Maharaj had to accept the body of a deer due to being overly compassionate for this infant deer. We should be compassionate by raising one to from the material platform to the spiritual platform. Otherwise, at any moment, our spiritual advancement may be spoiled, and we may fall down onto the material platform. Maharaj Bharat's compassion for the deer was the beginning of his fall down into the material world. Text 8. Tasya hava ena kunaka uchar etasmin krita nija bimana sarar ahasta pasana palana lalana prinananu dayanenan natma niyamana arniyama saha yama purusha parishcharyadaya ekar kasa kapipayena dahar ganena yiju yamana kila sarva evo davasan. Synonyms. Tasya, of that king, ha eva, indeed, ena kunake, in the deer calf, uchai, greatly, etasmin, in this, krita nija abhimanasya, who accepted the calf of his own son, aha, aha, every day, tat posana, maintaining that calf, palana, protecting from dangers, lalana, raising it, or showing love to it by kissing, and so on, prinana, petting it in love, anudhyanena, by such attachment, atmaniyama, in his personal activities for taking care of his body, saha yama, with his spiritual duties, such as non-violence, tolerance, and simplicity, purusha parishcharya adaya, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and performing other duties, eka akasha, every day, katipayena, with only a few, ahaganena, days of time, yujadyamana, being given up, kila, indeed, sarva, all, eva, certainly, udavasam, became destroyed. Translation. Gradually, Maharaj Bharat became very affectionate toward the deer. He began to raise it and maintain it by giving it grass. He was always careful to protect it from the attacks of tigers and other animals. When it itched, he petted it, and in this way he always tried to keep it in a comfortable condition. He sometimes kissed it out of love. Being attached to raising the deer, Maharaj Bharat forgot the rules and regulations for the advancement of spiritual life, and he gradually forgot to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After a few days, he forgot everything about his spiritual advancement. Purport. From this, we can understand how we have to be very cautious in executing our spiritual duties by observing the rules and regulations and regularly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. If we neglect doing this, we will eventually fall down. We must rise early in the morning, bathe, attend Mangal Arati, worship the deities, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, study the Vedic literatures, and follow all the rules prescribed by the acharyas and the spiritual master. If we deviate from this process, we may fall down, even though we may be very highly advanced. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.5, Yajna Dana Tapa Karma Natyajam Karyam Evatat Yajno Danam Tapaschaiva Pravanani Manisinam. Quote, acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance are not to be given up, but should be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity, and penance purify even the great soul. End quote. If one is in the renounced order, he should never give up the regulative principles. He should worship the deity and give his time and life to the service of Krishna. He should also continue to following the rules and regulations of austerity and penance. These things cannot be given up. One should not think oneself very advanced simply because he has accepted the sannyas order. The activities of Bharat Maharaj should be carefully studied for one's spiritual advancement. Text 9. Aho Bhatayam Harina Kunaka Kripana Ishvara Rata Charana Pare Brahmana Rayena Swaguna Sharid Bahurbhya Parivarjita Saranam Namopasad Dito Mam eva mata pataro bratri jnatin yotikams chaivopayeya yanyam nanyam kachana veda mai ati visharabharavs chata eva maya mat paras yanasya poshana falana prinana lalanam anusyanu nanusteyam sharanyo peksha dosha vidusha. Synonyms. Aho Bhata, alas, I am this, Harina Kunaka, the deer calf, Kripana, helpless, Ishvara Rata Charana Pare Brahmana, Rayena. By the force of the rotation of the time agent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is compared to the wheel of his chariot, Svagana owns kinsmen, Sudit, and friends, Bandubya, relatives, Pariva Rijita, deprived of Sharanam, as shelter, Cha and Ma, May, Upasadita, having obtained, May, Me, Eva alone, Mata Pataru, father and mother, Bratrijanatim, brothers and kinsmen, Yotikan, belonging to the herd, Cha also, Eva certainly, Upayaya, having gotten, Na, not, Anyam, anyone else, Kashchana, some person, Veda, it knows, Maya, in me, Ati, very great, Vishrabda, having faith, Cha, and Ata Eva, therefore, Maya, by me, Matparayanasya, of one who is so dependent upon me, Poshana, Phala, Prinana, Alalanam, raising, maintaining, petting, and protecting, Anusuyan, Yuna, who am without any grudge, Anusteyam, to be executed, Sharanya, one who has taken shelter, Upeksha, of neglecting, Dosha, Vidusha, who knows the fault. Translation. The great King Maharaj Bharat began to think, alas, this helpless young deer, by the force of time, an agent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has now lost its relatives and friends and has taken shelter of me. It does not know anyone but me. as I have become its father, mother, brother, and relatives. This deer is thinking in this way, and it has full faith in me. It does not know anyone but me. Therefore, I should not be envious and think that for the deer my own welfare will be destroyed. I should certainly raise, protect, gratify, and fondle it. When it has taken shelter of me, how can I neglect it? Even though the deer is disturbing my spiritual life, I realize that a helpless person who has taken shelter cannot be neglected. That would be a great fault. Purport. When a person is advanced in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, he naturally becomes very sympathetic toward all living entities suffering in the material world. Naturally, such an advanced person thinks of the suffering of the people in general. However, if one does not know of the material sufferings of the fallen souls and becomes sympathetic because of bodily comforts, as in the case of Bharat Maharaj, such sympathy or compassion is the cause of one's downfall. If one is actually sympathetic to fallen suffering humanity, he should try to elevate people from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. As far as the deer was concerned, Bharat Maharaj became very sympathetic, but he forgot that it was impossible for him to elevate the deer to spiritual consciousness. After all, a deer is but an animal. It was very dangerous for Bharat Maharaj to sacrifice all his religious principles simply to take care of an animal. The principles enunciated in Bhagavad Gita should be followed. As far as the material body is concerned, we cannot do anything for anyone. However, by the grace of Krishna, we may raise a person to spiritual consciousness if we ourselves follow the rules and regulations. If we cannot give up our own spiritual activities and simply become concerned with the bodily comforts of others, we will fall into a dangerous position. Text 10. Nunam hi arya sadava upasama shila kripana surida evam vitarte svartam api guru tarun apekshante. Synonyms. Nunam, indeed, he, certainly, arya, those who are advanced in civilization, sadava, saintly persons, upasama, shila, even though completely in the renounced order of life, kripana surida, the friends of the helpless, evam vida arte, to execute such principles, sva artapi, even their own personal interests, guru tarun, very important, apekshanti, neglect. Translation. Even though one is in the renounced order, one who is advanced certainly feels compassion for suffering living entities. One should certainly neglect his own personal interests, although they may be very important, to protect one who has surrendered. Purport. Maya is very strong. In the name of philanthropy, altruism, and communism, people are feeling compassion for suffering humanity throughout the world. Philanthropists and altruists do not realize that it is impossible to improve people's material conditions. Material conditions are already established by the superior administration according to one's karma. They cannot be changed. The only benefit we can render the suffering beings is to raise them to spiritual consciousness. Material comforts cannot be decreased or increased. It is said that in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.18, talabhate dukhavad anyata sukham, quote, as far as material happiness is concerned, that comes without effort, just as tribulations come without effort, end quote. Material happiness and pain can be obtained without endeavor. One should not bother for material activities. If one is at all sympathetic or able to do good to others, he should endeavor to raise people to Krishna consciousness. In this way, everyone advances spiritually by the grace of the Lord. For our instruction, Bharat Maharaj acted in such a way. We should be very careful not to be misled by so-called welfare activities conducted in bodily terms. One should not give up his interest in attaining the favor of Lord Vishnu at any cost. Generally, people do not know this, or they forget it. Consequently, they sacrifice their original interest, the attainment of Vishnu's favor, and engage in philanthropic activities for bodily comfort. Text 11. Iti kritanu sangha asana sayanantana snana sanadishu sahamrgajuhuhu jahuna snahanu bada hridaya asit. Synonyms: iti, thus, krita anu sangha, having developed attachment, asan, sitting, sayana, lying down, atana, walking, snana, bathing, asana, didishu, while eating, and so on. Saha mriga jahuna, with the deer calf, sneha anubada, captivated by affection, hridaya, his heart, asit, became. Translation: due to attachment for the deer, Mars Bharat lay down with it, walked about with it, bathed with it, and even ate with it. Thus his heart became bound to the deer with in affection. Text 12. Kusha Kusuma Samit Palasa Fala Mukudayani Adikshyamano Vrikasala Vrika Dibyo Bayam Asam Samona Mano yada saha harina kunakena vaham samavishati. Synonyms: kusha, a kind of grass required for ritualistic ceremonies, kushuma, flowers, samit, firewood, palasa, leaves, phalak, mula, roots and fruits, udakani, and water, hari syamana, desiring to collect, vrika sala vrika, from wolves and dogs, adibya, from other animals such as tigers, bayam, fear, asama samana, doubting, yada when, saha, with, harina kunakena, the deer calf, vanam, the forest, samavisati, enters. Translation: when Maharaj Bharat wanted to enter the forest to collect kusha grass, flowers, wood, leaves, fruits, roots, and water, he would fear that dogs, jackals, tigers, and other ferocious animals might kill the deer. He would therefore always take the deer with him when he entered the forest. Purport: how Maharaj Bharat increased his affection for the deer is described herein. Even such an exalted personality as Bharat Maharaj, who had attained loving affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fell down from his position due to his affection for some animal. Consequently, as will be seen, he had to accept the body of a deer in his next life. Since this was the case with Maharaj Bharat, what can we say of those who are not advanced in spiritual life and who become attached to cats and dogs? Due to their affection for their cats and dogs, they have to take the same bodily forms in the next life unless they clearly increase their affection and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless we increase our faith in the Supreme Lord, we shall be attached to many other things. That is the cause of our material bondage. Text 13. Pratisu cha mugda bhavena tatra tatra vishakta mali pranaya barahridaya karpanyat skandeno dvahati eva mutsanga urasi chadyal chadhaya lo pala Layan mudham paramam avapa. Synonyms: patishu, on the forest paths, cha, also, mugda bhavena, by the childish behavior of the deer, tatra tatra, here and there, vishakta mati, whose mind was too much attracted, pranaya, with love, bara, loaded, hridaya, those whose heart, karpanyat, because of affection and love, skandena, by the shoulder, udvahati, carries, evam, in this way, utsange, sometimes on the lap, urasi, on the chest while sleeping, cha, also, udhaya, keeping, upalalayam, fondling, mudham, pleasure, paramam, very great, avapa, he felt. Translation: when entering the forest, the animal would appear very attractive to Maharaj Bharat due to its childish behavior. Maharaj Bharat would even take the deer on his shoulders and carry it due to affection. His heart was so filled with great love for the deer that he would sometimes keep it on his lap while sleeping on his or when sleeping on his chest. In this way, he felt great pleasure in fondling the animal. Purport: Maharaj Bharat left his home, wife, children, kingdom, and everything else to advance his spiritual life in the forest. But again, he fell victim to material affection due to his attachment to an insignificant pet deer. What then was the use of renouncing his family. One who is serious in advancing his spiritual life should be very cautious not to become attached to anything but Krishna. Sometimes, in order to preach, we have to accept many material activities, but we should remember that everything is for Krishna. If we remember this, there is no chance of our being victimized by material activities. Text 14. Kriyayam nivartyamanayam antarale piutayotaya yadinam abhichaksita tarhivava savarsha pati prakriti stena manasa tamsa tasma ashisha asate swasti stad vatsa te sarvati iti. Synonyms: Kriyayam, the activities of worshipping the Lord or performing ritualistic ceremonies. Navartya Mananyanam Nayam, even without finishing. Antarale, at intervals in the middle. Api, although. Utaya Utaya, repeatedly getting up. Yada, when. Enam, the deer calf. Abhiksha Sita, would see. Tari Yavava, at that time, Sahi, Varshapati, Maharaj Bharat, Prakriti Stena, happy, Manasa, within his mind, Tasmai, unto it, Ishasha Shaste, bestows benedictions, Swasti, all auspiciousness, Stat, let there be, Vatsa, O my dear calf, Te, unto you, Savata, in all respects, Iti, thus. Translation: when Maharaj Bhatta was actually worshipping the Lord or was engaged in some ritualistic ceremony, although his activities were unfinished, he would still, at intervals, get up to see where the deer was. In this way, he would look for it, and when he could see that the deer was comfortably situated, his mind and heart would be very satisfied, and he would bestow his blessings upon the deer, saying, quote, my dear calf, may you be happy in all respects, end quote. Report: because his attraction for the deer was so intense, Bart Marsh could not concentrate upon worshipping the Lord or performing his ritualistic ceremonies. Even though he was engaged in worshipping the deity, his mind was restless due to his inordinate affection. While trying to meditate, he would simply think of the deer, wondering where it had gone. And in other words, if one's mind is distracted from worship, or a mere show of worship will not be of any benefit. The fact that Bart Maharaj had to get up at intervals to look for the deer was simply a sign that he had fallen down from the spiritual platform. Text 15. Anyada brisham udvigamana nasta dravina iva kripana shakarunam iti tarsena harini kunaka virha raha vivala hridaya santapas tam evanu sochan kila kashmalam mahad apirambita iti hovacha. Synonyms: anyada, sometimes, not seeing the calf, brisham, very much, udvigamana, his mind full of anxiety, nasta dravina, who has lost his riches, eva like, kripana, a miserly man, sa karunam, piteously, ati tarashena, with great anxiety, harina kunaka, from the calf of the deer, viraha, by separation, vivala, agitated, hridaya, in mind and heart, santapa, whose affection tam, that calf, eva, only, anu sochan, continuously thinking of, kila, certainly, kashmalam, illusion, mahat, very great, abharambita, obtained, iti, thus, ha, certainly, u, vacha, said. Translation: if Bharat Maharaj sometimes could not see the deer, his mind would be very agitated. He would become like a miser who, having obtained some riches, he lost them and would then become very unhappy. When the deer was gone, he would be filled with anxiety and would lament due to separation. Thus, he would become illusioned and speak as follows. Purport: if a poor man loses some money or gold, he at once becomes very agitated. Similarly, the mind of Maharaj Bharat would become agitated when he did not see the deer. This is an example of how our attachment can be transferred. If our attachment is transferred to the Lord's service, we progress. Srila Rupa Goswami prayed to the Lord that he would be as naturally attracted to the Lord's service as young men and young women are naturally attracted to each other. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited such attachment to the Lord when he jumped into the ocean and cried at night in separation. However, if our attachment is diverted to material things instead of to the Lord, we will fall down from the spiritual platform. Text 16. Iti bhatta savai kripana anena ena balako mrita harini suto ho mamanaryasa satya kirata mater akrita sukritasya kriti vishramba atma pratayayena tad eva karanayan sujana eva gamisyati. Synonyms. Api, indeed, bata, alas, sa, that calf, vai, certainly, kripana, aggrieved, ena balaka, the dear child, mrita harini suta, the calf of the dead doe, aho, oh, mama of me, anaryasya, the most ill-behaved, santa of a cheater, kirata, or of an uncivilized aborigine, mate, whose mind is that, akrita sukritasya, who has no pious activities, krita vishramba, putting all faith, atma pratyayena, by assuming me to be like himself, tat avigyanayam, without thinking of all these things, sujana eva, like a perfect gentle person, agamisyati, will he again return? Translation, Maharishi Bharat would think, quote, alas, the deer is now helpless. I am now very unfortunate, and my mind is like a cunning hunter, for it's always filled with cheating propensities and cruelty. The deer has put its faith in me, just like as a good man who has a natural interest in good behavior forgets the misbehavior of a cunning friend and puts his faith in him. Although I have proved faithless, will this deer return and place its faith in me? Purport. Bharat Maharaj was very noble and exalted, and therefore when the deer was absent from him, he thought himself unworthy to give it protection. Due to his attachment for the animal, he thought that the animal was as noble and exalted as he himself was. According to the logic of Atmavan Manyate Jagat, everyone thinks of others according to his own position. Therefore, Maharaj Bharat felt that the deer had left him due to his negligence and that due to the animal's noble heart, it would again return. Text 17. Api keshamana smin ashramo pavane shashpani charatam devaguptam drakshyami. Synonyms. Api, it may be, kshemena, with fearlessness because of the absence of tigers and other animals, asmin, in this ashramo pavane, garden of the hermitage, shashpani charatam, walking and eating the soft grasses, devaguptam, being protected by the demigods, drakshyami, shall I see. Translation. Alas, is it possible that I shall again see this animal protected by the Lord and fearless of tigers and other animals? Shall I again see him wandering in the garden eating soft grass? Purport. Maharaj Bharat thought that the animal was disappointed in his protection and had left him for the protection of a demigod. Regardless, he ardently desired to see the animal again within his ashram, eating the soft grass and not fearing tigers and other animals. Maharaj Bharat could think only of the deer and think how the animal could be protected from all kinds of inauspicious things. From the materialistic point of view, kind thoughts may be very laudable, but from the spiritual point of view, the king was actually falling from his exalted spiritual position and unnecessarily becoming attached to an animal. Thus degrading himself, he would have to accept an animal body. Text 18. Apicha navrika shalavriko nyatamo vanaika chara eka charo vabaksyayati. Synonyms. Apicha, or, na, not, vrika, a wolf, salavrika, a dog, anyatama, any one of many, va, or, na ekachara, the hogs that flock together, ekachara, the tiger that wanders alone, va, or, bakshayati, is eating the poor creature. Translation. I do not know, but the deer might have been eaten by a wolf or a dog, or by boars that flock together, or the tiger who travels alone. Purport. Tigers never wander in the forest in flocks. Each tiger wanders alone, but forest boars keep together. Similarly, hogs, wolves, and dogs also do the same. Thus, Maj Bharat thought that the deer had been killed by some of the many ferocious animals within the forest. Text 19. Nimlochati ha Bhagavan sakala jagat shemo dayastraye atmadyapi mama namriga vadhu nyasa agachati. Synonyms. Nimlochati sets ha, alas, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, represented as the sun, sakala jagat of all the universe, shema udaya, who increases the auspiciousness, trai atma, which consists of the three Vedas, adyapi, until now, mabha, my, na, not, mriga, vadhu, nyasa, this baby deer entrusted to me by its mother, agajati, has come back. Translation. Alas, when the sun rises, all auspicious things begin. Unfortunately, they have not begun for me. The sun god is the Vedas personified, but I am bereft of all Vedic principles. That sun god is now setting, yet the poor animal who trusted in me since its mother died has not returned. Purport. In the Brahma Samhita 552, the sun is described as the eye of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yat chakshuresa savita sakala grahanam rajasamastra suramurti rishesheteja yas yagnaya brahmati sambrita kala chakro govinda madhi prusham tamam jami. As the sun rises, one should chant the Vedic mantra beginning with the Gayatri. The sun is a symbolic representation of the eyes of the Supreme Lord. Maharaj Bharat lamented that though the sun was going to set, since due to the poor animal's absence, he could not find anything auspicious. Bharat Maharaj considered himself most unfortunate, for due to the animal's absence, there was nothing auspicious for him in the presence of the sun. Text 20. Apisvid akrita sukritam agatya mam sukhayisyati hadina raja kumaro vivida ruchira darsaniya nija mriga daraka vinodar asantosham svanam apunadam. Synonyms. Apishvit, whether it will, akrita sukritam, who has never executed any pious activities, agatya, coming back, mum, to me, sukhayisyati, give pleasure, harina raja kumara, the deer, who was just like a prince because of my taking care of it exactly like a son, vivida, various, ruchira, very pleasing, darshaniya, to be seen, nija, own, mriga daraka, befitting the calf of the deer, vinodai, by pleasing activities, asantosham, the unhappiness, svanam, of his own kind, upanudan, driving away. Translation. That deer is exactly like a prince. When will it return? When will it again display its personal activities, which are so pleasing? When will it again pacify a wounded heart like mine? I certainly must have no pious assets, otherwise the deer would have returned by now. Purport. Out of strong affection, the king accepted the small deer as if it were a prince. This is called moha. Due to his anxiety over the deer's absence, the king addressed the animal as though it were his son. Out of affection, anyone can be addressed as anything. Text 21. Freshalikayam mamrisha samadina milita drisham prema sambrabena chikita Chakita agatya prishad aparusha visana grena lutati. Synonyms. Shvelikayam, while playing, mam, unto me, mrisha, feigning, samadina, by meditational trance, amalita drisham, with closed eyes, prema sambrambena, because of anger due to love, chakita, with fear, agatya coming, prishad, like drops of water, a purusha, very soft, visana, of the horns, agrena, by the point, luhati, touches my body. Translation. Alas, the small deer, while playing with me and seeing me feigning meditation with closed eyes, would circumambulate me due to anger arising from love. It would fearfully touch me with the points of its soft horns, which felt like drops of water. Purport. Now, King Bart considers his meditation false. While engaged in meditation, he was actually thinking of his deer, and he would feel great pleasure when the animal pricked him with the points of its horns. Feigning meditation, the king would actually think of the animal, but this was but a sign of his downfall. Text 22. Asadita havasi bibhisi dusite mayo palabdo bitibita sapadi uparata rasi rishi kumaravarat avahita karana kalapas aste. Synonyms. Asadita, placed, havisi, all the ingredients to be offered in the sacrifice, barhisi, on the kusha grass, dusite, when polluted, maya upalabda, being scolded by me, bita, in great fear, sapadi, immediately, uparata rasa, stopped its playing, rishi kumaravat, exactly like the son or disciple of a saintly person, avahita, completely restrained, karana kalapa, all the senses, aste, sits. Translation. When I placed all the sacrificial ingredients on the kusha grass, the deer, while playing, would touch the grass with its teeth and thus pollute it. When I chastised the deer by pushing it away, it would immediately become fearful and sit down motionless, exactly like a son of a saintly person. Thus, it would stop its play. Purport. Bart Maharaj was constantly thinking of the activities of the deer, forgetting that such meditation and diversion of attention was killing his progress in spiritual advancement. Text 23. Kimba are acharitam tapas tapas vinaya yat iam ivani savinaya krishna sara tanaya tanutara avsabhaga shivatamakara kurapada panktibir dravina virhura turasya kripanasya mama dravina paravim suchayanti atmavan nam chasarvata krita kutukam drijanam svarga pavarga kamanam deva yajinam karoti. Synonyms. Kimba, what? Are, oh. Acharitam, practiced. Tapa, penance. Tapasvinya, by the most fortunate, anaya, this planet Earth, yet since iam, this. Avani, Earth. Savinaya, very mild and well-behaved. Krishna Saratanaya, of the calf of the black deer. Tanutara, small. Subhaga, beautiful. Shivatama, most auspicious. Akara, soft. Kura, by the hooves. Pada Panktibi, by the series of the marks. Darvina Vidura Aturasya, who is very aggrieved because of loss of wealth. Kripanasya, a most unhappy creature, mama, for me. Darvina Padavim, the way to achieve that wealth. Suchayanti, indicating Atmanam, her own personal body, cha, and Sarvata, on all sides. Krita Kautukam, ornamented, dvijanam, of the brahmanas, svarga apavarga kamanam, who are desirous of achieving heavenly planets or liberation, deva yajanam, the place of sacrifice to the demigods, karoti, it makes. Translation. After speaking like a madman in this way, Maharaj Bart got up and went outside. Seeing the footprints of the deer on the ground, he praised the footprints out of love, saying, quote, O unfortunate Bart, your austerities and penances are very insignificant compared to the austerity and penance undergone by this earth planet. Due to the earth's severe penances, the footprints of this deer, which are small, beautiful, most auspicious, and soft, are imprinted on the surface of this fortunate planet. This series of footprints show a person like me, who am bereaved due to loss of the deer, how the animal has passed through the forest, and how I can regain my lost wealth. By these footprints, this land has become a proper place for brahmanas who desire heavenly planets or liberation to execute sacrifices to the demigods. Purport. It is said that when a person becomes overly involved in loving affairs, he forgets himself as well as others, and he forgets how to act and how to speak. It is said that once a man's son was blind since birth, and the father, out of staunch affection for the child, named him Padmalochana, or, quote, lotus-eyed, end quote. This is a situation arising from blind love. Bart Maharaj gradually fell into this condition due to his material love for the deer. It is said in the Smriti Shastra, Yasmin Deshe Mriga Krishnas Tasmin Dharman Ivodita. Quote, that tract of land wherein the footprints of a black deer can be seen is understood as a suitable place to execute religious rituals, end quote. Text 24. Apisvid asho bhagavan udir patir enam mriga pati bayan mrita mataram mriga balakam swashrama paribrastam anukampaya kripana jana vatsala paripati. Synonyms. Apisvit. Can it be, aso, that, Bhagavan, most powerful, Adupati, the moon, enam, this, Mrigapati Bayat, because of fear of the lion, Mrita Mataram, who lost its mother, Mrigabalakam, the son of a deer, Sva Ashrama, Padibrastam, who strayed from its ashram, Anukampaya, out of compassion, Kripana Jana, Vatsala, the moon, who is very kind to the unhappy men, Paripati is now protecting it. Translation. Maharaj Bharat continued to speak like a madman. Seeing above his head the dark marks of the rising moon, which resembled a deer, he said, can it be that the moon, who is so kind to an unhappy man, might be also kind to upon my deer, knowing that it has strayed from home and has become motherless? This moon has given the deer shelter near itself to protect it from the fearful attacks of a lion. Text 25. Kim vatmaja vilesha javar davadahana sikta bir utapat piyamana hridaya stala nalina kam mam upastrista mrigitaniyam sidishira santa nuraga gunita nijan vadana shila mrita maya gampastibi vyavt Tayatiticha. Synonyms. Kimva, or it may be, Atmaja, from the sun, Vishlesa, because of separation, Jvara, the heat, Davadahana, of the forest fire, Shikabi, by the flames, Upata Pyamana, being burned, Hridaya, the heart, Stala Naliknikam, compared to a red lotus flower, Mam, unto me, Upashishta Mrigitayanam Taniyam, to whom the son of the deer was so submissive, Shishira Shanta, who is so peaceful and cool, Anuraga, out of love, Gunita, flowing, Nija Vedana Shalila, the water from its mouth, Amrita Maya, as good as nectar, Gatastibi, by the rays of the moon, Svadiyati, is giving me pleasure, iti, thus, cha, and. Translation. After perceiving the moonshine, Bharat continued speaking like a crazy person. He said, the deer's son was so submissive and dear to me that due to its separation, I'm feeling separation from my own son. Due to the burning fever of the separation, I'm suffering as if inflamed by a forest fire. My heart, which is like the lily of the land, is now burning. Seeing me so distressed, the moon is certainly splashing its shining nectar upon me, just as a friend throws water on another friend who has a high fever. In this way, the moon is bringing me happiness. Purport. According to Ayurvedic treatment, it is said that if one has a high fever, someone should splash him with water after gargling this water. In this way, the fever subsides. Although Bharat Maharaj was very aggrieved due to the separation of his so-called son, the deer, he thought that the moon was splashing gargled water on him from its mouth and that this water would subdue his high fever, which was raging due to the separation from the deer. Text 26. Evam agatmana manorata kula hridayo brigad darakabashena shwarabda kamana yogaram bannato Vishram Sita Sat Yoga Tapaso Bhagavad Aradana Lakshanach Chakatam Itarata Jati Antara Ena Kunaka Asanga Sakshan Nirshayas Yasa Pratik Pakshataya Prakpratish Yakta Dur Dustyaja Hridaya Bijas Tasya Tasyaivam Antaraya Vihata Yogar Rambanasya Rajershair Bharatasya Tavan Mrigarbhaka Posana Palana Pranana Lana Nanu Sangena Vikanayata Atmanam Vihar Iva Bhu Bilan Dura Tikrama Kala Karala Rasbasa Apadyata. Synonyms, Evam, in this way, Agatmana, impossible to be achieved, Manarata, by desires which are like mental chariots, Akula, aggrieved, Hridaya, whose heart, Mrigadaraka Ambasena, resembling the son of a deer, Sva Arabdha Kamana, by the bad results of his unforeseen fruitive activities, Yoga Arambanata, from the activities of yoga performances, Vibram Sita, fallen down, Sahi, Maharaj Bharat, Yoga Tapasa, executing the activities of mystic yogi and austerities, Bhagavat Aradhana Lakshanat, from the activities of devotional service rendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Cha and Katam How, Itarata, else, Jati Antare, belonging to a different species of life, Ena Kunake, to the body of a deer calf, Asanga, so much affection and attachment, Saksha, directly, Nishresayasa, to achieve the ultimate goal of life, Pratipakshitaya, with the quality of being an obstacle, Prak, who previously, Pratikyaka, given up, Dustyata, Yaja, although very difficult to give up, Hridaya Abhijatasya, his sons born of his own heart, Tasya of him, Evam, thus, Antaraya, by that obstacle, Vihata, obstructed, Yoga Ambram Arambanasya, whose path of executing the mystic yoga practices, Rajarishi of the great saintly king, Bharatasya of Maharaj Bharat, Tavat in that way, Mriga Abhaka, the son of a deer, Posana in maintaining, Palana in protecting, Prinana in making happy, Lalana in fondling, Una Anu Sangena by constant absorption, Abhiganayata neglecting, Atmanam, his own soul, Ihieva like a serpent, Akubilan, the whole of a mouse, Duratikrama, unsurpassable, Kala, ultimate death, Karala, terrible, Rishabhasa, or Rabhasa, having speed, Upadyata, arrived. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami continued, My dear king, in this way, Bharat Maharaj was overwhelmed by an uncontrollable desire which was manifest in the form of the deer. Due to the fruitive results of his past deeds, he fell down from mystic yoga, austerity, and worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If it were not due to his past fruitive activity, he could have been how could he have been attracted to the deer after giving up the association of his son and family, considering them stumbling blocks on the path of spiritual life? How could he show such uncontrollable affection for a deer? This was definitely due to his past karma. The king was so engrossed in petting and maintaining the deer that he fell down from his spiritual activities. In due course of time, insurmountable death, which is compared to a venomous snake that enters the hole created by a mouse, situated itself before him. Purport. As will be seen in later verses, Bharat Maharaj at the time of death would be forced to accept the body of a deer due to his attraction for the deer. In this regard, a question may be raised. How can a devotee be affected by his past misconduct and vicious activities? In Brahma Samhita 554, it is said, Karmani diradati kintucha bhakti bhajam. Quote, For those who engage in devotional service, bhakti bhajan, the results of past deeds are indemnified. End quote. According to this, Bharat Maharaj could not be punished for his past misdeeds. The conclusion must be that Bharat Maharaj Bharat purposefully became over-addicted to the deer and neglected his spiritual advancement. To immediately rectify his mistake, for a short time he was awarded the body of a deer. This was just to increase his desire for mature devotional service. Although Maharaj Bharat was rewarded the body of an animal, he did not forget what had previously happened due to his purposeful mistake. He was very anxious to get out of his deer body, and this indicates that his affection for devotional service was intensified, so much so that he was quickly to attain perfection in a Brahmana body in the next life. It is with this conviction that we declare in our Bhakti Godhead magazine that devotees like the Goswamis living in Vrindavan who purposefully commit some sinful activity are born in the bodies of dogs, monkeys, and tortoises in that holy land. Thus, they take on these lower life forms for a short while, and after they give up those animal bodies, they are again promoted to the spiritual world. Such punishment is only for a short period and is not due to the past karma. It may appear that due to past karma, but it is offered to rectify the devotee to bring him to pure devotional service. Text 27. Tadinam api parshva vartinam atmajam ivanu sochantam abhivikshamano mriga eva bini visheta sita mana vishrijya lokam imam saha mrigena kalevaram ritam anumna mrita jamanu smritir antaravan mriga sariram avapa. Synonyms: tadanim, at that time, api indeed, parshvavratinam, by the side of his deathbed, atmajam, his own son, eva, like, anusochantam, lamenting, abhishikvikshamana, seeing mrige in the deer, eva, certainly, abhini veshitasmana, his mind was absorbed, vishijya, giving up lokam, world, amam, this, saha, with mrigena, the deer, kalevaram, his body, mritam, died, anu, thereafter, na, not, mrita, destroyed, janma anu smriti, remembrance of the incident before his death, itaravat, like others, mrigasarinam, the body of a deer, avapa, got. Translation: at the time of death, the king saw that the deer was sitting by his side, exactly like his own son, and was lamenting his death. Actually, the mind of the king was absorbed in the body of a deer, and consequently, like those bereft of Krishna consciousness, he left the world, the deer, in his material body, and acquired the body of a deer. However, there was one advantage. Although he lost his human body and received the body of a deer, he did not forget the incidents of his past life. Purport: there was a difference between Bharat Maharaja's acquiring a deer body and others acquiring different bodies according to their mental condition at the time of death. After death, others forget everything that has happened in their past lives, but Bharat Maharaja did not forget. According to Bhagavad Gita, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tajyatiyate kalevaram tam tam evaiti konteya sadatad bhava bhavita. Quote, whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 8.6. After quitting his body, a person gets another body according to his mental condition at the time of death. At death, a person always thinks that of that subject matter in which he has been engrossed during his life. According to this law, because Bharat Maharaja was thinking always of the deer and forgetting his worship of the Supreme Lord, he acquired the body of a deer. However, due to his having been elevated to the topmost platform of devotional service, he did not forget the incidents of his past life. This special benediction saved him from further deterioration. Due to his past activities in devotional service, he became determined to finish his devotional service even in the body of a deer. It is therefore said in this verse, mritam, although he had died, anu, afterwards, namrita jamanu smritir itaravat, he did not forget the incidents of his past life, as others forget them. As stated in Brahma Samhita 554, karmani niradati kintu chabajik bhakti bhajam, it is proved herein that due to the grace of the Supreme Lord, a devotee is never vanquished. Due to his willful neglect of devotional service, a devotee may be punished for a short time, but he again revives his devotional service and returns home, back to Godhead. Text 28. Tatrapi hava atmano mrigatva karanam bhagavad aradana samid hanu bhavin nanu smritya brisham anuta pyamana aha. Synonyms: tatrapi, in that birth, hava, indeed, atmana, of himself, mrigatva karanam, the cause of accepting the body of a deer, bhagavat aradana samhiha, of past activities and devotional service, anubhavena, by consequence, anumshmitya, remembering, brisham, always, Anuttapadhyamana, repenting, said, translation, although in the body of a deer, Bart Maharsh, due to his rigid devotional service in his past life, could understand the cause of his body in that birth. Considering his past and present life, he constantly repented his activities, speaking in the following way. Purport. This is a special concession for a devotee. Even if he attains a body that is non-human, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he advances further in devotional service, whether by remembering his past life or by natural causes. It is not easy for a common man to remember the activities of his past life, but Bart Maharsh could remember his past activities due to his great sacrifices and engagement in devotional service. Text 29. Aho kashtam brasto ham atmat vatam anupatad yad admukha samasta sangasya vivikta punyar ranya saranast yatmavata atmini sarvesham atmanam bhagavati vasudeve tad anu shravana manana sankirtan naran danu nanu smarana biyoga nena sunya shalakala yamena kalena samavesitam samahitam karnas nena manas tatu punar mama buddhyasaran mrigasutam anu parisushrava. Synonyms. Aho custom. Alas, what a miserable condition of life. Brasta fallen. Aham, I am. Atmayat vatam, of great devotees who have achieved perfection. Anupatat, from the way of life, yet from which. Vimukta samasta, sangasya. Although having given up the association of my real sons and homes, vivikta, solitary, punya arana, of a sacred forest, Sharanasya, who had taken shelter, Atmavata, of one who had become perfectly situated on the transcendental platform, Atmani, in the Supersoul, Sarvesham, of all, Atmanam, living entities, Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, Lord Vasudev, Tat, of him, Anushravana, constantly hearing, Manana, thinking, Sankirtan, chanting, Aradhana, worshipping, Anusmarana, constantly remembering, Abhiyogena, buying absorption in, Sasunya, filled, Shakala Yamena, in which all the hours, Kalena, by time, Samavesitam, fully established, Samahitam, fixed, Karchnenya, totally, Mana, the mind in such a situation, Tat, that mind, too, but, Puna, again, Mama, of me, Abhudasya, a great fool, Arat, from a great distance, Mriga, Sutam, the son of a deer, Anu, being affected by Parishushrava, fell down. Translation. In the body of a deer, Bart Maharsh began to lament, what misfortune! I have fallen from the path of the self-realized. I gave up my real sons, wife, and home to advance in spiritual life, and I took shelter in a solitary holy place in the forest. I became self-controlled and self-realized, and I engaged constantly in devotional service, hearing, thinking, chanting, worshipping, and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. I was successful in my attempt, so much so that my mind was always absorbed in devotional service. However, due to my personal foolishness, my mind again became attached, this time to a deer. Now, I have obtained the body of a deer and have fallen far from my devotional practices. Purport. Due to his stringent execution of devotional service, Barash Bharat could remember the activities of his past life, and now he was raised to the spiritual platform. Due to his foolishness, he became attached to an insignificant deer, and thus fell down and had to accept the body of a deer. This is significant for every devotee. If we misuse our position and think that we are fully engaged in devotional service and can do whatever we like, we have to suffer like Bart Maharsh and be condemned to accept the type of body that impairs our devotional service. Only the human form is able to execute devotional service, but if we voluntarily give up this up for sense gratification, we certainly have to be punished. This punishment is not exactly like that endured by an ordinary materialistic person. By the grace of the Supreme Lord, a devotee is punished in such a way that his eagerness to attain the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva is increased. By his intense desire, he returns home in the next lifetime. Devotional service is very completely described here tad anu shravana manana sankirtana ra danu smarana bhigyogena. The constant hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord is recommended in Bhagavad Gita. Satatam kirtayanto mam yantatas chadridavrata. Those who have taken to Krishna consciousness should be very careful that not a single moment is wasted and not a single moment is spent without chanting and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His activities. By His own actions and by the actions of His devotees, Krishna teaches us how to become very cautious in devotional service. Through the medium of Bharat Maharaj, Krishna teaches us that we must be careful in the discharge of devotional service. If we want to keep our minds completely fixed without deviation, we must engage them in devotional service full-time. As far as the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are concerned, they have sacrificed everything to push on this Krishna Consciousness movement. Yet, they must take a lesson from the life of Bharat Maharaj to be very cautious and not to see a single moment wasted in frivolous talk, sleep, or voracious eating. Eating is not prohibited, but if we eat voraciously, we shall certainly sleep more than required. Sense gratification ensues, and we may be degraded to a lower life form. In that way, our spiritual progress may be checked at least for the time being. Our best course is to take the advice of Srila Rupa Goswami, Anyartha Kalavtvam. We should see that every moment of our lives is utilized for the rendering of devotional service and nothing else. This is the secure position for one wanting to return home, back to Godhead. Text 30. Iti evam naguda nirvedo vishrijya mrigam mataram punar bhagavat chetram upasama shila munigana idaitam salagramam pulastya pulaharamash ashram kalanjarat pratyajangama. Synonyms. Iti, thus, evam, in this way. Niguda, hidden. Nirveda, completely unattached to material activities. Vishrijya, giving up. Mrigam, the deer. Mataram, its mother. Puna, again. Bhagavat Chetram, the place where the Supreme Lord is worshipped. Upasama Shila, be completely detached from all material attachments. Munigana Daitam, which is dear to great saintly residents. Shalagramam, the village known as Shalagram. Pulastya Pulaha Ashram, to the ashram conducted by such great sages as Pulastya and Pulaha. Kalanjarat, from the Kalanjara mountain where he had taken birth in the womb of a deer. Pratyajagama, he came back. Translation. Although Bharat Maharaj received the body of a deer, by constant repentance he became completely detached from all material things. He did not disclose these things to anyone, but he left his mother deer in a place known as Kalanjara Mountain, where he was born. He again went to the forests of Shalagram and to the ashram of Pulastya and Pulaha. Purport. It is significant that Maharaj Bharat, by the grace of Vasudeva, remembered his past life. He did not waste a moment. He returned to Pulaha Ashram, to the village known as Shalagram. Association is very meaningful. Therefore, ISKCON tries to perfect one who enters the society. Members of the society should always remember that the society is not like a free hotel. The members should be very careful to execute their spiritual duties so that whoever comes will automatically become a devotee and will be able to turn back to Godhead in this very life. Although Bharat Maharaj acquired the body of a deer, he again left his hearth and home, in this case the mountain Kalanjara. No one should be captivated by his birthplace and family. He should take shelter of the association of devotees and cultivate Krishna consciousness. Text 31. Tasmin apikalam pratik samana sanjach chabrisam udvigna atma sahaschara shukma parnatrina vid Rudha Vartamano Mrigatva Nimittavasanam Eva Ganayam Mrigasariram Tirto Daka Klimanam Utsasharja. Synonyms. Tasminapi, in that ashram, Pulaha Ashram, Kalam, at the end of the duration of life of a deer body, Pratik Samana, always waiting for Sangat from Association Cha and Brisham constantly, Udvigna, full of anxiety, Atma Sahachara, having the Super Soul as the only constant companion, no one should think of being alone. Shukshma Parna Trina Viruda, by eating only dry leaves and herbs. Vritamana, existing, Mriga Vritta Nimitta, of the cause of a deer's body. Anavasanam, the end, Eva only. Ganayam, considering, Mriga Sariram, the body of a deer. Tirtha Udaka Cleanam, bathing in the water of that holy place. Utsajarja, gave up. Translation. Returning to that ashram, the great King Bharat Maharaj was now very careful not to fall victim to bad association. Without disclosing his past to anyone, he remained in that ashram and ate dry leaves only. He was not exactly alone, for he had the association of the Supersoul. In this way, he waited for death in the body of a deer. Bathing in that holy place, he finally gave up that body. Purport. Holy places like Vrindavan, Hardwar, and Prayag, and Jagannath Puri are especially meant for the execution of devotional service. Vrindavan especially is the most exalted and preferred holy place for Vaishnava devotees of Lord Krishna who are aspiring to return back to Godhead, the Vaikuntha planets. There are many devotees in Vrindavan who regularly bathe in the Yamuna, and this cleanses all the contamination of the material world. By constantly chanting and hearing the holy names and pastimes of the Supreme Lord, one certainly becomes purified and becomes a fit candidate for liberation. However, if one purposefully falls victim to sense gratification, he has to be punished, at least for one lifetime, like Bharat Maharaj. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 8th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, A Description of the Character of Bharat Maharaj, end quote.